you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report, an argument between a Metro bus driver and a passenger ends with the driver in the hospital and the attacker on the run. State lawmakers grapple with the question of what to do about the growing fentanyl crisis. And it's the final weekend for a Disneyland attraction that routinely soaks its riders.
The revamped ride will be known as Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Good morning. It's Thursday, May 25th. I'm Suzanne Watlate, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3. A Metro bus driver is in critical condition this morning after a passenger stabbed him multiple times. This happened yesterday in Woodland Hills. The Los Angeles Police Department says it occurred around 5 o'clock last night at Irwin Street in Topanga. Jader Chavez with the LAPD says it started with an argument on the bus.
The bus driver and the suspect exited the bus and continued the argument, at which time the suspect produced a knife or sharp object and stabbed the bus driver multiple times.
The attacker ran off. He's described as a young white male with blonde curly hair, wearing a red shirt, black pants, with a black backpack. Mayor Bass, meantime, issued a statement saying this act of violence is horrific and the harm done to one of our Metro drivers is tragic. Earlier in the week, an LA County supervisor called for a review of Metro's safety protocols after an incident a week ago in which a passenger attacked a woman on an A-line train. Healthcare workers rallied in front of Men's Central Jail yesterday to call attention to what they say are inhumane conditions for incarcerated people. LAist's Robert Garova has more.
Nurse practitioners, psychologists, and others who care for the roughly 13,000 people inside LA County jails are asking a federal judge to conduct an unannounced tour of Men's Central Jail. The action comes just a few weeks away from a hearing in which the same federal judge is slated to decide whether the county is in contempt of court for failing to improve conditions at the jail complex downtown. The jail facilities are overcrowded and understaffed, according to a statement from a local union chapter representing many of the jail's healthcare workers. The jail's head doctor said Monday that roughly a quarter of the 2,000 budgeted jail healthcare positions are unfilled. For LAist 89.3, I'm Robert Garova.
Up in Sacramento, California lawmakers are wrestling with how to respond to the fentanyl crisis as deaths from the synthetic opioid continue to climb. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon reports a marathon hearing on the issue illustrates the complicated debate.
In a nearly five-hour hearing Wednesday, lawmakers heard from addiction specialists, law enforcement and education officials, and parents who've lost children to fentanyl. Democrats on the legislature's public safety committees have blocked bills to increase criminal penalties for fentanyl dealers. They say they don't want to repeat the mistakes of the war on drugs, which led to disproportionate incarceration of black and brown people. But some Republicans and moderate Democrats say it's not the same. Dealers are illicitly selling fentanyl disguised as Percocet and other pills, sometimes poisoning people. The hearing on Wednesday focused heavily on the need for more addiction treatment, public awareness, and access to the overdose reversal drug Narcan. But even those solutions require funding, which is strained by a $32 billion deficit the state is facing this year. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
You must try.
Tina Turner has died. She earned the title Queen of Rock and Roll as she blazed a trail for women, and black women in particular. Her music and passion for life enchanted millions of fans around the world. Turner was one of the most successful artists of all time, having sold over 100 million records worldwide. She received a dozen Grammy Awards for pop hits such as Proud Mary. Turner also acted in several films, including Tommy and Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. She was the subject of the biopic entitled What's Love Got to Do With It? Tina Turner was 83. Coming up, LA city officials are getting the city prepared for a hotter than normal summer.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play.
Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
Back now to the LA report. Higher than normal temperatures are expected to arrive this summer, and LAist climate emergency reporter Aaron Stone says the city of Los Angeles is getting ready.
A social media campaign led by the city's Climate Emergency Mobilization Office aims to warn about the health impacts of extreme heat and how to protect yourself and your loved ones. The campaign will run through October. Marta Segura, the city's chief heat officer, says education is a key aspect of preventing heat deaths.
We view these as preventable deaths and preventable hospitalization.
She says the city is more prepared this year by adding cooling centers, such as libraries and community centers, and ensuring they will be open. Last summer, a record-long heat wave hit in early September, while many cooling centers were closed for the weekend. For LAist 89.3, I'm Aaron Stone.
In Anaheim, Splash Mountain at Disneyland soaks its final passengers next week. So this is your last weekend to dive down that waterfall. LAist's Mike Rowe has more.
The log flume first opened in 1989. Based off the 1946 film Song of the South, the movie is infamous for its racist depiction of black people, but the ride largely avoided the film's most controversial material. During the 2020 Black Lives Matter protests, spurred by the police killing of George Floyd, Disney announced it would re-theme the ride around The Princess and the Frog, their New Orleans-set musical starring Disney's first black princess. The revamped ride will be known as Tiana's Bayou Adventure. It opens late next year, and we're betting it'll still get you pretty wet. For LAist, I'm Mike Rowe.
Today will be partly cloudy. Highs mostly will be in the 60s and 70s, though our low desert communities will warm up into the 90s. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. The AM edition is hosted by me, Suzanne Whatley, and produced by Michael Cosentino with assistance from producer Tyler Wayne. Our engineer is Brandon Bowles. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. LAist's executive editor is Megan Garvey. Original music by Scott Kelly. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. You can read more at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3. FM. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And the LA Report is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.